We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Admirable viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorba 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorbird 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blendlsat. And in Adeya, channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, channel 31 on Sucre TV.
En Costa Rica, en Teleran Nuevo Arenal, en La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA. En Guriscal, Mora, en Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City, in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United Nations agency announces plans for museums in Afghanistan. In sustainable energy news, a Senegalese woman helps to bring light to two villages. In animal news, mini pigs Felix and Rudy work with a German physiotherapist to assist the young and elderly. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 28th, Dr. Eugene Merle Shoemaker was born in 1928 in Los Angeles, California, United States. He is the founder of astrogeology, the branch of planetary science concerned with the geology of celestial bodies such as planets, moons, and comets. Specifically, Dr. Shoemaker studied impact craters such as those caused by meteors. Dr. Shoemaker also established the U.S. Geological Survey Center of Astrogeology in the 1960s. He is famous for his co-discovery in 1993 of the Shoemaker-Levy 9 comet orbiting Jupiter, which is among his 29th comet findings. Dr. Shoemaker received numerous awards, including the 1992 National Medal of Science, presented by the 41st U.S. President, His Excellency George Bush. May the contributions of distinguished scientists like those of Dr. Eugene Merle Shoemaker bring us to a greater understanding and appreciation of our fascinating universe.
Fly News. Tornadoes and flooding strike U.S. again. Storms and floods at the start of this week have claimed dozens of lives and prompted the evacuation of thousands in southern states as of Tuesday, April 26. In Arkansas, at least 10 people perished as a series of storms caused a tornado to whip through the central town of Vilonia on Monday night, with deadly floodwaters also inundating the northwestern parts of the state as the National Guard led a search for around 50 people still unaccounted for. Meanwhile, in Missouri, 1,000 people were evacuated on Monday and floods required 59 people to be rescued from homes and cars within a 90-minute period that night, while in Mississippi, a state of emergency was declared as 11 people succumbed to storms and possible tornadoes packing 70-mile-per-hour winds. On Tuesday, Texas endured her second day of storms, with at least 12 tornadoes causing severe damage to structures in several towns near the city of Dallas. On Wednesday, a state of emergency was declared in Alabama, where severe storms hit for the third time in a month, bringing tornadoes that leveled scores of buildings. At least 58 people lost their lives and hundreds were injured, with the town of Tuscaloosa being worst hit. Wednesday's storms also claimed the lives of two people in Georgia and one in Tennessee. Meteorology experts state that the 292 tornadoes already confirmed in the U.S. for the month of April has exceeded a previous record for the same month of 267 in 1974. As when severe weather began hitting southern and central U.S. states mid-April, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please consult with local officials to see what help is needed and to go if possible to assist the most desperate. Conveying all her love and sorrowful prayers, she also offered $20,000 for urgent relief in the most affected regions. Our appreciation, U.S. officials and personnel working to aid the storm afflicted, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her wholehearted assistance. May such weather extremities be averted as humanity's gentler regard for the ecosphere helps restore our planetary stability.
Wildfire spreads in Switzerland. With the country experiencing one of her worst droughts in 150 years, a massive forest fire sparked on Tuesday, April 26, in southern Switzerland spread quickly due to strong winds and the unusually dry conditions. Officials stated that more than 350 firefighters as well as military personnel are working both in the air and from the ground to contain the flames. The blaze has blocked the main road to the town of Visp, about 32 kilometers from the renowned Mount Matterhorn, and it is also endangering residential areas outside the town of Fige. Concerns are high that the fire will continue to spread, especially given the current low lake levels and dry tinder in many forests. Our thanks to the firefighters and all emergency personnel for your brave and tireless efforts to protect lives and extinguish the blazes. As we pray for the safety of both human and animal residents of the region, may our increased care for the environment help ease such devastating events as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. People from across all sectors of society have joined in united calls for the governments to work in the best interests of citizens by according them human rights, respect, and allowing their participation in government, including those in Bahrain, Burkina Faso, Jordan, Libya, Mauritania, Nigeria, Syria, and Yemen.
Following ongoing demands from citizens protesting for improved public services, the Iraqi government approved a $37 billion U.S. dollar program to upgrade transportation, highway, and other infrastructure. Meanwhile, at least 10 people in Iraq's northern city of Mosul were wounded during protests on Monday, April 25th, when some 3,000 gathered in objection to the ongoing presence of U.S. military troops within the country.
After post-election clashes between the predominantly Christian South and primarily Muslim North left 500 people dead, Nigeria President Goodluck Jonathan appealed to fellow citizens to avoid violence and to work together to jointly build the country.
The Jordan Times reports that during a meeting with U.S. congressional aides on Monday, Jordanian King Abdullah II stated that the government is advancing toward comprehensive reforms across all fields. This is being achieved through discussions with different groups in Jordanian society and by increasing opportunities for public participation in decisions that affect the country's modernization and development.
Syrian security forces continued their violent suppression of unarmed protesters on Monday. Al Jazeera reports that several doctors have been arrested for disobeying orders from the Secret Service to deny treatment to injured protesters. Other physicians stated they have been treating people in their homes but are very limited in what they can do because of a lack of supplies. Snipers on the roofs of buildings in various cities have been said to be shooting indiscriminately at people as well as water tanks on roofs to deny people water. In response to the growing emergency, the US began evacuating all non-essential personnel and has advised all citizens to leave the country. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, meanwhile, called for an immediate halt to the violence, speaking out against the use of military tanks and live ammunition. They also called for an investigation into the death, which human rights group Sawashia reports have reached 400. Meanwhile, Ammar Abdulhamid, founder of pro-democracy group the Tharwar Foundation, states that multiple witnesses in the city of Deraa have reported that certain troops have mutinied and are now attempting to protect the citizens of Deraa by halting the progress of other government forces.
In Yemen, even after President Ali Abdullah Saleh's pledge to step down within a month to meet the demands of protesters, security forces killed at least one and injured 10 other activists in the cities of Taiz and Aden on Tuesday. Press TV also reported that 2 female students and 4 female medics were detained in the cities of Bilad al-Qadim and Issa. Minority Party legislator Matar Matar reports that the government regime is seeking the death penalty against 7 protesters accused of killing 2 security personnel, and that lawyers for the 7 are not being given enough time to study and present their case, with a verdict expected on Thursday.
In Libya, government forces launched a grade rocket on the port of Benghazi to isolate revolutionaries from being able to access supplies, while also wounding refugees and forcing a humanitarian rescue ship to refrain from entering the port.
Tens of thousands of people worldwide have signed a petition asking Libyan officials to release South African photographer Anton Hamrel and 3 other Western journalists captured in early April. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, meanwhile, announced on Tuesday that his country will only support another UN Security Council resolution if it includes a proposal for peace negotiations.
In Burkina Faso, Agence France-Presse reports fresh protests in Kédougou, a town 60 miles from the capital where uprisings first occurred 2 months ago, as university students called for an investigation into the death of a fellow student while in police custody, with soldiers who later mutinied over the imprisonment of several colleagues as well as for better pay and working conditions. On Wednesday this week, shopkeepers in Kédougou were joined by students as they marched to protest the government's closure of 40 stores that had failed to pay taxes, with many of the country's 16 million people living on less than 1.5 euros per day. A continued rise in prices has been met with growing unease and unrest. 6 students have been killed during demonstrations since February, and many others injured, with a curfew that was recently imposed in the capital, Ouagadougou, as the government also ordered university campuses across the country to be closed. In light of the growing crisis, Burkina Faso's President Blaise Compaoré has made certain changes, including naming himself defense minister and appointing a new cabinet, as well as ordering the payment of bonuses to soldiers. However, activists have announced a large demonstration this Saturday to protest the president's 24-year rule.
As we sorrow for the loss of precious lives, we are heartened by the glimmers of calm in some regions, and we pray that the conflicts may end in all nations as people choose to live side by side in shared freedom, dignity, and peace.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned, even if humans can't forgive. Heaven will."
International delegation meets in North Korea. A group of distinguished former global leaders called the Elders, led by 39th U.S. President Jimmy Carter and including 10th Finnish President Martti Ahtisaari, 7th President of Ireland Mary Robinson, and former Norwegian Prime Minister Gro Harlem Brundtland, arrived at Pyongyang, North Korea on Tuesday, April 26th. The group came at the country's invitation for a 3-day visit to discuss ways to assist with North Korea's food shortage, as well as matters regarding denuclearization, human rights, and renewing peace dialogue with South Korea. Upon their arrival at the airport, children presented them with flowers, and they were greeted by government dignitaries before heading off for a meeting with North Korea's Foreign Minister Park Ui-chung. "Your Excellencies, we respectfully appreciate your efforts to foster amicable relations and ensure the welfare of the North Korean people. May this auspicious mission further peace and prosperity for all on the Korean Peninsula and the world."
Love of Centuries book premiere in Mongolia. On Friday, April 22nd, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Mongolia, with the support of several local vegan groups, celebrated the new Mongolian edition of Supreme Master Qinghai's poetry collection, The Love of Centuries.
Held at a Loving Hut vegan restaurant in Ulaanbaatar, the event was launched with lively cultural performances for guests who included Mongolian dignitaries, non-governmental organizations, and media members. Present via video conference was the honored guest and author, Supreme Master Qinghai, who had graciously accepted an invitation to share her thoughts about ways to rekindle the vital love for all beings and our planet.
I also ask the same question as yours about how people can forget to love animals and even fellow human beings as well. We even kill our own species, not just animals, in war, in conflicts. It is because we forgot our true nature. Our nature is love and compassion. As the Buddha has taught us, so never have I blamed humans for forgetting to love themselves, the animals, or forgetting what they really are. That is love. Humans are love incarnate. But it is time to remember again, or else we face extinction by our own hands. Just being vegan alone, automatically after a few days or a few weeks, you feel something change in you. Your own loving nature will flow effortlessly like a spring of love. You will be more able to receive the love and blessing from the sun, the moon, the stars, from all natures and our co-inhabitants. And the animals will suddenly truly look like friends and neighbors. So beautiful, friendly, intelligent, and loving, then it's very easy for you to love them and extremely difficult to ever dream of harming them again, even indirectly, or consuming their suffering flesh.
With our congratulations for the celebratory launch of Mongolian edition of the heartfelt anthology, The Love of Centuries, we are especially grateful to the poet Supreme Master Qinghai for her words encouraging greater love among all beings. We pray that compassion soon will be restored in human hearts for a peaceful earth.
Please also tune in to Supreme Master Television at a later date for the full broadcast of this book premiere event with Supreme Master Qinghai with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. New York City, USA. Mayor Michael Bloomberg announces plans to end the use of heavy oils for heating buildings by 2030 in an effort to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and improve the city's air quality.
Save our planet. Regional experts state that the dying of hippos around Lake Sonbon in northern Sierra Leone, where 1 to 2 perished baby animals are being found daily, could be caused by illegal gold mining in the conservation area, which is destroying the flora and fauna of the lake.
Warning news, with 60% of New Zealand's antibiotics being routinely administered to livestock, which has already been noted by the World Health Organization to increase the incidence of drug-resistant infections, the Green Party Parliament member, Sue Kedgley, calls for a halt to the practice that is clearly putting human health at risk.
How are you, friends? I'm Una the Green Akuchi, here with my beautiful wife, Lua.
It's an animal-free diet for us. Would you like to hear a tip about garbanzo beans?
A study done by the University of Tasmania in Australia found that participants snacked less on processed foods if these beans were added to their diets.
Also, by including them as a regular staple, less food was consumed overall.
Compared to other diets high in fiber, those eating garbanzos had lower levels of cholesterol, among other health benefits. The nutritious beans may be served in a main dish such as curry, or in hummus, salads, soups, and other delectable offerings.
Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the weather around the globe.
Cultural news, a United Nations agency announces plans for museums in Afghanistan to help preserve the important giant Buddhas of Bamiyan Valley archaeological area in the country. The UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, has called for a central museum to be constructed at Bamiyan. UNESCO also asked for smaller museums to be built at this World Heritage Site to safeguard and display findings from the location. Our sincere appreciation, United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, for your work in conserving this unique place of significance in Afghanistan. With heaven's blessings, may the rich heritage of every nation be protected and cherished.
In sustainable energy news, a Senegalese woman helps to bring light to two villages. Miss Dusu Konate, a 57-year-old mother of six, used her knowledge as a solar power engineer to provide home lighting systems to Kur Simbara, where she resides, in the nearby Kur Duada. Both localities were not connected to the national power grid. 50 households have been set up with a solar panel, a lamp, a solar lantern, one flashlight, and an outlet for charging cell phones. The eco-friendly venture makes it possible for children to work on homework after dark, among other benefits. Our hats off to you, Ms. Dusu Konate, for your laudable assistance in improving the lives of many beautiful individuals. May green practices flourish in all parts of the world. Coming up, miniature pigs Felix and Rudy help seniors enhance their motor skills. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. More meaningful news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, happy news for a joyous world. In animal news, mini pigs assist the young and old in overcoming psychological challenges. Pig friends Felix and Rudy accompany German physiotherapist Mr. Dan Vermeulen when he visits a senior's home. He has found that when children or seniors with emotional issues take part in feeding and grooming the pig companions, the patients become more open to receiving physiotherapy. Mr. Vermeulen stated that pigs exude a feeling of tranquility and help seniors improve their motor skills by giving them the motivation to move about. Kudos, Mr. Vermeulen, on your delightful method of therapy. Also our gratitude, sweet Felix and Rudy, for your kind help. May all intelligent and gentle pig co-inhabitants have many opportunities to share abundant love with human and animal friends alike.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Peggy's Question.
Peggy, went to church with her parents. The priest was describing the situation of the doomsday. He said, "At that time, thunder, lightning, and disaster will fall from heaven with the growing seawater, floods, explosion, etc." So Peggy asked suddenly, "Will schools also have holiday that time?"
And now for our viewers' hotline.
"I love this television channel. God keep you. Saeed from Morocco."
Supportive Saeed, it's nice to hear from you. We wish you and your family many hours of viewing enjoyment. May heaven bless you and all the warm-hearted people of Morocco.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be uplifted by the glory and wonder of the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. Meeting in Egypt, the Palestinian Fatah and Hamas parties reach an agreement to form a unity government and set a date for an election, marking the start of a new era towards preserving the Palestinian people's national rights, with people gathering in a Gaza City square to celebrate the news.
Among those who have been sending gifts for the royal wedding of Prince William and Miss Kate Middleton are West Australia's state government, which donated $10,000 to the Royal Flying Doctor Service and to the charity Save the Children, as well as People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals India, who sent traditional wedding garments of cruelty-free full silk. Supreme Master Ching Hai is donating $50,000 each for a total of $100,000 to the Royal Flying Doctor Service and Save the Children, with her best wishes to the royal loving couple.
Turkmen and Uzbek representatives sign an agreement with their counterparts from Qatar, Iran, and Oman to create a new transport and transit passageway between the Central Asian nations and the Persian Gulf, shortening travel distances and promoting cooperation in trade.
The Sri Lankan government grants additional monthly allowances to 11,000 low-income families to help them support disabled family members.
Top banking regulators from China and Formosa, or Taiwan, meet in Taipei, Formosa, to discuss mutual financial investment and collaboration, with biannual negotiations for further cooperation planned.
The third International Flower Festival in Baghdad, Iraq, brightens Iraqi communities and sends a message of peace through colorful flowers as visitors celebrate spring through this beautiful annual tradition.
Visiting Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard meets in Beijing with Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao, as well as with President Hu Jintao, to speak candidly about human rights concerns, as well as to enhance economic relations.
Over a million of people in Moscow, Russia, volunteer in cleanup activities to beautify the city's streets, parks and yards after winter by removing litter and debris and planting trees and shrubs.
Bruneian student Edward Yap Hien Yi is selected from among thousands of applicants to become one of a final 60 who received the prestigious Bill Gates Scholarship for PhD doctoral studies at Cambridge University in the UK.
US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton urges both Thailand and Cambodia to lay down arms from a recent dispute over rights to several 11th century temples, asking that they work together avoiding conflict, as she also conveys support for Indonesian mediation efforts.
Russia and the European Union agree on a number of joint steps toward removing visa requirements and allowing citizens of European Union member states and Russia to travel visa-free.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.